Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Digital Ignition Studio, where North Atlanta startups take off, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Great people, remarkable service. And welcome to North Fulton Business Radio, our first show from our brand new home, Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. And John, we're home.
It's great to have a new home, right?
I mean, this place is cool.
It is very cool.
And I'll tell you what, Steve and Allison with Digital Ignition, they have taken care of us.
They have rolled. Is there something better than a red carpet? Because that's what we've got.
We've got a red on-air light.
Yeah, okay, we've got that. But they have been terrific, and we can attest to it. We have it. This is our first show, but we already know we're at the right place.
Yes, yes. We say bless our mess because we're still kind of getting everything put together.
Yep.
But we are on the air on the day we were hoping to be on the air, and that's the most important thing.
That's right.
And so we're excited. In fact, we have Steve Schilling with us from Digital Ignition. He'll be our first guest on the program. Also joining us on our first show here at our new home is Roger Lusby with Fraser Dieter and Rose Sharif. She is the VP of the Windward Parkway branch of Fidelity Bank. So three wonderful guests to launch our new home, our new show.
Very
here
clever.
At Digital Ignition. And Steve Schilling is the founder of Digital Ignition. And Steve, thank you for opening your doors and allowing Business Radio X to be a tenant here. And I guess before we even get into Digital Ignition, tell us the reasons maybe why you thought it would be a good partnership for Digital Ignition and Business Radio X to work together like this.
Sure. Well, let me start by just saying we couldn't be more excited to have you guys here today and to be part of the family here. Back in July of last year, we opened the doors to Digital Ignition to really try to create a tighter community here of the businesses in the North Fulton, Alpharetta area. And we have seen wilder success than we possibly imagined with the companies that moved in here. And we just thought you guys would be a great addition and part of the celebration that is business up here.
And we're looking forward to bringing in a lot of businesses that probably are going to see Digital Ignition in the Convergent building for the first time. So when they walk through the doors, I mean, talk about, what you see is it's an unbelievable building. What is Digital Ignition?
Well, let's start with just the building. When you pull in the parking lot, you think you have come upon a spaceship of some kind that has just landed in the forest. That was by design. The gentleman that originally built this building 14 years ago was a science fiction buff. And so the contraption on the front of the building is modeled after the spaceship that was in the TV show Lost in Space. So you can Google that and see that on the site. Digital Ignition is a shared office workspace and business incubator here in Alpharetta. And, we opened the doors because, it lives and cohabitates with a company called Convergent Media Systems that happened to have this 45,000 square foot building and wasn't actively using all of it. And so we wanted to create an environment where we could really bring the technology community, up here in Alpharetta closer together. And see what we could create by doing that. And so we opened the doors. We kind of reconfigured the building a bit to make it more hospitable to multiple businesses working here and opened the doors back in July. And, I think we had our first tenant move in a week later, and we have 17 companies living up here now.
Now, Steve, you talked about Digital Ignition being an incubator. We hear about co-working. We hear about accelerators. Talk about where Digital Ignition is on that continuum and maybe some of the differences are in those terms.
Sure. There's lots of confusion, and a continuum is the right kind of way to think about it. From co-working space, I really see it as co-working space, incubators, accelerators, and co-working space is just that. It's a place where businesses and lots of startups go to get a very efficient kind of working model. You can, you know, rent a cube for a day or rent a cube for a week or have a kind of flex space. A incubator tends to have more structure to it. So we offer various kind of training and advisory support for the companies. We're really here to try to help them be successful in addition to just giving them a place to work. And then when you get into accelerators and more structured programs, those usually look almost more like an education. You get accepted into them. They have defined periods and have very rigorous kind of programs they put their companies through. So we're really there in the middle. We try to create a very fun, productive place for people to work. We try to bring all of the resources we can to help those businesses be successful. And a lot of it starts to become those businesses working together, actually, which has been really exciting to watch recently.
Now, is there a certain industry theme to the companies that are here, or talk about that and what kind of companies you're attracting here?
Yeah. So, Convergent is a technology company. And so this building is very technology rich. We have a data center here, a lot of network infrastructure, and a lot of technologists. And so we really envisioned being very supportive to the technology industry. There's, almost 1,000 technology companies that operate in Alpharetta, and yet they don't have the kind of community things that you see going on at Atlanta Tech Village or ATDC in the Tech Square area in town. So we expected to attract technology companies. And in fact, that's the case. Most of the companies we have here are in some form of technology business. We have one consumer products business in, and we have some commercial services companies, but most of them are technology startups.
We're talking with Steve Schilling, the founder of Digital Ignition, here on our first show from our new home at Digital Ignition. This is North Fulton Business Radio on Business Radio X. What are some of the long-term goals for Digital Ignition? Obviously, get as many of these companies in here as you can, but are there some long-term goals? And the second part of the question, Steve, talk about the space and the amenities that are available to these companies that do come in.
Sure. So from a long-term goal perspective, it really comes from convergence business model and being good citizens and making the working market up here better for us. So what I mean by that is if we can be successful in bringing better connections together in the technology community and help foster these businesses to grow into, you know, meaningful businesses that are productive and growing, and frankly, move them on to their own facilities at some point, that makes this a better business environment. It makes it a better job market. It creates a more healthier working environment. So that's ultimately what we're looking to do. And what was the part two?
The space and the amenities available.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And by the way, you don't want us to grow too big and leave you.
No.
We hope to be with you for a while.
Yeah. We want you to grow your audience to be massive.
There you go.
But you two stay here.
Okay. but as far as space and amenities for the companies that are looking for a workspace.
Yeah, so we have cubicles and working cube pods. We have offices, copiers, printers.
Conference rooms
of various sizes and formality. We've got, we have one conference room that's called Universe that looks like you're in some kind of space vehicle itself. And then we provide internet service, telephone service, mailbox, mailing, reception kind of services are all part of the package. So everything you would expect in a traditional office environment, you get here as part of being a member. We have memberships for people we have members that are just a few of these so far. But if you're just starting your business and you need an address and a place where things can be shipped and a phone number to ring in, and we can create a membership that's a very low cost. You can do it, you know, monthly. All the commitments are monthly, except for you guys. You guys are committed here for a very long time.
forever.
Yeah,
that's
forever.
Right.
And then it goes from there. So in the very base package, you can just, you get all those basic fees. And for a small fee, you can use a cube or a conference room by the day. Then we've got fixed programs if you want to have a cube available for you all the time, but it's a flex cube. And then we have fixed cubes and then offices. And you know, some of our offices have 3, 4, 5 people in them.
Now, one of the things, Steve, that is important, I think, too, you mentioned being located right here in the forest, as it were, being backed up right to the Greenway, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's, and I noticed on the website, it says free turkey and deer sightings. I think that's pretty cool.
So we have a turkey that is a resident here. And one of the folks that works here has got a feeder out there. And I'm going to get in trouble because I don't remember her name, but it's named. And so hawks and turkeys and lots of deer, we see all those pretty regularly.
You don't get that anywhere else, do you?
That's right. No, that's exactly right. Back to the membership tiers. I mean, all that's fairly flexible as you grow and you need more amenities, what have you, more time, more space. That's, you've got a flexible arrangement.
That's absolutely right. And you know, the two other things that I'll share. You know, we also have a patio out back with a large barbecue grill, and so we run monthly events with cookouts. And last month they had a dessert contest, and so there's a lot of fun to be part of this this environment. But I think the thing that's really most exciting to me, a few months into this, we got all of the companies together for the first time, and we hosted in a conference room a small lunch, and it was really just to, you know, it was a little self-serving for me to get to know everybody a little better, but for them to get to know each other. And it was the most interesting, I told that whole group, it was the best thing that happened to me in a whole month. We got everybody in the room, and we just started off with just introduce yourself, tell us how your story, how you got here to get this business off the ground, and a little bit why in your background. And so we went around, that wound up taking an hour and a half for everybody to tell their story. And you could see as the stories came out and the businesses and the problems that people were working to solve, obvious connections of people that should be talking together. There's just something very exciting to hear people that have, you know, been through whatever kind of career path and get to the point where they're going to go out on their own. And what problem they're trying to solve or what brought them to start their own business. They're just really fun stories to hear. And what was interesting, I finally had to say, okay, folks, we've used a lot more time than we planned. We'll do this again soon. And we ended it. Well, then everybody ran to Allison and started asking, now, where was John and where was Rashish's offices? And then they all were running around following up right out of the gate to get to know each other. And so now some of the companies are actually doing some work together. And that's really what it's all about is you know, creating an environment where these folks can come to work. And it helps benefit their business because they have a better support infrastructure, not just the office, but the other companies and people they're working with.
That's a great story. And as you were answering some questions earlier, I'm looking over your shoulder. A lot of folks will bring notes and stuff, you know, when they come on a show. It looks like you got a little spreadsheet there. Are those some of the folks that are here?
These are the companies. Yeah, this is a little bit, you know, I just wanted to make sure I could remember anybody that came up. But these are some of the companies that are working here. And I'll just point to a couple. So, and some of the names I've still always, Visava is a company that's built a logistics management platform that for folks that have shipping and a lot of logistical infrastructure needs. They build on SAP, very fascinating kind of product if you're in that space. But, you know, they created their product and we just saw them get their first commercial customer recently, which was, you know, again, your first customer when you're starting a business is really exciting. Stair Barrier, I mentioned before we went on the air, that's our consumer products. They're just having huge success rolling that product out into a lot of retail environments today. And so anyway, I could go on and on.
Well, hopefully these are companies that we'll get to bring on the air and find out all about them. So that's one of the benefits for us is to be able to help some of these companies and to be basically neighbors now with them.
Absolutely.
So Steve, great stuff about Digital Ignition for those business leaders and owners, entrepreneurs out there that are looking maybe for a new location. How can they find out more?
Digitalignition.com. Go to the website. If you were curious on our description of the building, you'll see it pictured there. And
you'd definitely be working in the coolest building in North Fulton.
Yeah, and come visit us. You know, I was headed out the door last night at 6 something and found two guys at the door that were coming in for a tour, were interested in the space. So come visit us. We're happy to, you can set up a tour online or if you want to come and sit in the lobby and watch Radio X, you know, come pay us a visit and take a look and we'd love to have you.
Great. Well, Steve, thank you for coming on. And again, thank you for allowing us to be a part of Digital Ignition as well.
Thank you. Again, couldn't be more excited to have you guys here.
All right. Steve Schilling with Digital Ignition here on North Fulton Business Radio.
And Mike Roswell Infinity is still with us, even though we moved, right? So, and we want to remind everyone that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, John, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from the CPA and advisors firm of Frazier Dieter. It's Roger Lusby. Roger, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us all about Frazier Dieter. What does your firm do?
Well, Frazier & Dieter is a very large CPA firm. In fact, we are the 56th largest CPA firm in the United States. And that's really kind of amazing because we started up here in Atlanta, Georgia in 1981. It was Jim Frazier and David Dieter, who I had worked with both of them at KPMG. And I came on over and joined their firm in 1983 and became the fourth person at Frazier & Dieter. Today, we have over 320 people. We have offices in downtown Atlanta. I am running the Alpharetta office. We have a Philadelphia office. We have a Nashville office. And we have a Tampa office. And what's really rewarding is all of our growth was internal. It was all internal growth. We didn't have our first acquisition until 5 years ago. And so that's all been really exciting. And I think as you get a little bit older in your career, it's the journey that is the most exciting thing. You have a chance to look back and see what you've built and created. And so that's been pretty exciting for us.
Well, that's great news. And to hear how you've grown and become so successful and to be, you know, 56, you said 56th largest
yes.
CPA firm. Talk about the secret sauce. What is it that makes you guys different and so successful?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Mike. Frazier and Dieter, we're part of two accounting associations with which link us up both in global, both domestically and globally at CPA America and PKF International. But we've always been the top performing firm within both of our organizations. And so about 5 years ago, we tried to decide what was our secret sauce, what made us so special. I mean, obviously we're smart, we work hard, but there's a lots of CPA firms that have smart people and they work very hard. And so that became really kind of a challenge for us. And I'm not sure that we've ever really discovered the answer. We're pretty entrepreneurial. We set up Signature FD, which is a wealth management firm, which today has over $3 billion of assets under management. It's the second largest RIA in town, but most people may not even know of that. We have FDFA, which is our fund administration firm up in Philadelphia, which handles all the back office work for large real estate companies and hedge funds. So that's kind of a neat entrepreneurial strategy. But I think probably the most important reason is that we were very fortunate that we got really good people to start on. And in a profession where you have maybe 20, 30% turnover, we still have employees number 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, 11, 12, and 13 with our firm 35 years later. And I think that's probably our secret sauce.
So a part of the secret too, though, Roger, that I think you alluded to earlier is getting to a good enough size where you've got a lot of expertise, but not so big that you're impersonal. You're obviously a refugee from a bigger CPA firm, right? So, I mean, it sounds like you've managed that tension pretty well.
Well, the challenge, I think, is you know, we have thousands and thousands of clients. And so the challenge is to really get to know each of the clients personally, try to learn how to best communicate with them. I mean, some of our clients are very visual. Some of our clients are want things in writing. And then I have a number of clients, typically my older clients, but they still want that sit-down, face-to-face meeting, be able to look at me, even though they know what the answer probably is. And have me nod and agree that that's the right way to proceed.
So let's talk about the Alpharetta office specifically, your expertise that's here in that office, and kind of what your plans are for the growth in that office.
Yeah, so the Alpharetta office was really kind of my brainchild. At the time, we had just hit the top 100 firms. We were number 98. And we were one of three firms on that list of 100 that only had one single office. The other two firms were in New York City, which is obviously a much bigger MSA than Atlanta. And so I kept telling our partners that if we really wanted to grow strategically, we were going to have to open up other offices. And I thought that Alpharetta would be a great location because of the great demographics that we have up here. And I was volunteering to actually go and open the office for the firm. I think that my talents are more in creating and building an office than trying to run a downtown office with 200 or 300 people. And so May of 2009, when the world was falling apart, we came up here with 13 people and opened our Alpharetta office. Today, we have 26 people, and we have plans to double that to 50 people in the next 3 years, because I think that the Alpharetta North Fulton community can support that, as well as we want to strategically position ourselves so that we can support the North Georgia region. Because there aren't too many firms with our expertise and our talent that are physically located up in this area.
We're talking with Roger Lusby with Fraser Dieter here on North Fulton Business Radio. And you really become a part of the fabric of the community too, because you live here in the community right up the street here in Milton.
I did. In fact, when we opened the office in Alpharetta, everybody just assumed that I lived up here, and that's the reason that we opened the office. We really opened the office up here because we thought up 400 strategically that was the right location for the office. So my commute actually was an hour each way when I first set up the office. And once I knew that the office was going to be a success, once I knew that we were going to re-up the lease, that's when I bought a house in Milton. And now I live 5 miles away from the office, and I'm 5 miles away from Avalon. And this is a great area, and we've never looked back.
This would be a great time for me to mention that with our new location here at Digital Ignition, I think we're, what, 2 blocks away from where John lives? So this is a nice commute for you, John.
Yes, I'm eating it up
John
right now.
John could not be a happier man, Steve. Just want you to be aware of that. So you talk about, you know, growing in the next couple of years to and getting bigger and bigger. I mean, that's just a great success story. Do you see other plans other than growing? I mean, you mentioned the other services that folks may not even be aware of. But what are some services that people aren't aware of that you guys, you know, you say CPA, oh, okay, they do taxes. Let's talk about just, you know, all the other services you provide, because you're more than just that.
Right.
We've talked about the company, the growth, why you're in Alpharetta, the services that for our business leaders that are listening right now, reasons why they need to pick up the phone or send an email to Roger.
Well, you know, one of the most rewarding things that we do is accounting, first of all, is the business, is the language of business. So that's a great thing. I get to work personally with so many successful people and so many successful businesses. So that's a great thing. Our firm is big enough now where we cover almost every industry, so we have expertise there, and that's a great thing. Obviously, as a CPA firm, we do audit work, we do tax work, but it's the international work that we do, it's the SOX work that we do, it's the internal control work that we do. We can work with public companies, we can work with small, closely held businesses, and it's that breadth of expertise that not too many firms physically up here in this area are able to handle.
Now, Roger, you're awfully involved in the community. Talk a little bit about your involvement here in the North Fulton area, what you do with Chamber and other parts of our community, and what you're passionate about.
Well, obviously, I think coming up and opening a new office, you had to get involved and get involved very quickly. I was told that the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce would be a very good place to start out. So I've spent some time and energy and some money there. This year, I'm actually the chairman of the chamber, and
either congratulations or I'm sorry, one or the other.
Yeah, I know. You know, it was supposed to be a lot of work, but they have a great staff over there. So we just concluded our gala Saturday night, and that was actually at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. But we're really excited that next year we've already got our date booked for Avalon, so we'll be one of the very first events at the new Avalon Hotel there at Phase 2. Where Jim Stormont, one of our clients, is actually building the hotel. So all that is exciting. The other things that I jumped on very quickly was to become a board member of Encore Park for the Arts, which is Verizon Wireless, which is a great facility up here in the North Fulton area. So I think that that's very good. And then I have partners that are involved in both the Forsyth Chamber and the Gwinnett Chamber on their boards as well.
So what I'm hearing is you're the guy that can get me tickets for those great shows at Verizon Wireless. Is that what I'm hearing?
We can do that on occasion, yes.
All right. Roger Lusby, Fraser Dieter is the name of the company. For those that would like to find out more about your services, use your services. How can they find out more?
Probably the best way is our website, which is www.fraserdieter.com. And Fraser is F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Great. Roger, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. And John, you've got some business to take care of. I'm trying to think. Roswell Infinity.
Roswell Infinity.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yep.
Faratech, they're also with us still.
They're still with us. Maria and the great folks at Faratech have been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's F-A-R-R-A-T-E-C-H.com. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
All right. And John, before we get to our third and final guest, just want to let Steve know that Trey, my producer, told me during the last interview, we've never sounded better. I don't want to say padded walls because it makes us sound like we're in an asylum.
The
soundproofed walls do make a difference. So it really does sound really good. So we're really excited to be here. All right, Rose Sharif is our third guest. She's with Fidelity Bank, and she's the vice president of the branch on Windward Parkway. So welcome to the show, Rose.
Thank you so much.
Tell us all about Fidelity Bank.
Wow, Fidelity Bank has been in the community since 1974. We're about $4.5 billion in assets, we have over 60 branches in the Metro Atlanta and Florida area, and we're still growing. We're still planning on opening a couple of more locations this year in Metro Atlanta, as well as a few more in Florida. So that's still on the horizon. There's more growth in the horizon.
I love our guests on the show. We got three companies and they're all growing. That's a good thing.
It is good. Fun to talk about.
All right, Rose, you might want to sit. Well, you are sitting down, but there's a lot of banks out there. You're not the only one. Okay, you're shaking it. You are aware of that. So what makes you guys a little different?
Well, you know, I work on Bankers Row on Windward Parkway. I mean, you turn right, you turn left, and across from me, there's banks everywhere, but I don't consider any of them a threat. Fidelity Bank's style of business and handling their client base, the level of customer service that we offer is bar none. We treat our customers as though they're family. We give our personal cell phone numbers to them. They can email us. They can call us. They can call us on our cell phone. There's an emergency, we'll take care of it. If it's something within our control during banking hours, obviously we'll jump on it. If it's after banking hours, I'll pick up the phone and call our customer service line to take care of whatever the issue is. It's just the type of service that I love to give to my clients. And I left the big banks because they limited me on what I could do or anyone that wanted to deliver that type of service to their clients.
Yeah, you're kind of touching upon what my next question was. You're there on Bankers Row. You could work for any of those banks, but you picked Fidelity.
Absolutely.
Or maybe they picked you.
Well, it's both ways. I've been in the Roswell, Alpharetta market for about, 27 years.
And started when she was five.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. I'm in my early 30s. And I had my eye on Fidelity for years. And initially, you know, they still have some of the same managers that were there 27 years ago in a lot of the original branches. My office opened up in October of 2014 by a good friend of mine that worked with me at another institution. And she got a promotion. And I got a tap on the shoulder when that happened. Hey, are you interested? And I'm like, absolutely. Fidelity is the type of bank I've always wanted to work for. It's large enough to help satisfy our clients' needs based on locations and having the versatility of all the products that the big banks offer, whether it's online banking, mobile deposit. We have all of that, online wires. But the best part is, we could still treat them as though they're coming to a community bank. It's having the best of both worlds combined together. And I don't see that changing. Not as long as we have the same owners. And I love it. I absolutely love it there.
Now, Rose, let's get into some of the products that you offered, like checking, for example. Talk about some of the benefits that you have in your checking products.
The best part about our checking, whether it's personal or business, the very basic personal, very basic business, is it's absolutely free. There's no bells or whistles, no strings attached. We don't nickel dime our clients at all. What we do offer is, you know, just free checking, free online banking, mobile deposit as well for business customers, as well as for personal customers, which is something not all banks, even the larger banks, do not offer. But the best part is we don't have a limit on how many transactions they can have, whether or not they can come into the branch and visit the branch or call us on the phone. There's no minimum balance requirement, no direct deposit requirement. We do ask that though they keep enough money in their accounts to cover the checks that they're, you know, writing or using their debit cards against. But it's just wonderful to work for a bank that just wants to help the entrepreneur, the new businesses, even the existing businesses in growth. So they're not having to pay anywhere from $120 to, you know, $200 a year in bank fees just to maintain a checking account. That says a lot for a new business that's starting up. They really think about that. And we open a lot of business accounts, a lot of small business accounts as well. So, yeah, we're happy to do that.
Now, talk about your how you work with businesses on the loan side, some of the lending products that you have and how you work with small businesses.
Well, you know, we have SBA lending. We have business banking, which is for the smaller loans, $300,000 and less. And then we have commercial lending division. We have also construction lending.
Do you do mortgages?
Mortgage. Oh my God. That's one of our biggest divisions. We are throughout the Southeast and the East Coast. We go as far up as Maryland and as far down as Florida and all the way across to Texas. So our mortgages do reach out, and I think they are one of our largest divisions next to sales finance, which is, you know, dealer finance lending. So that's also another big division of ours. And most recently, we've brought on private bankers in our offices. So we have certified financial planners in our offices to help our clients as well. So
if it has anything to do with money, Fidelity Bank is the place to go.
It's your go-to.
Did you notice, John, when I asked, do you have mortgages? I thought she was going to come across the table and slap me. Of course we have mortgages.
I know it. You got her fired up there, Mike. So, yeah, we're talking with Rose Sharif from Fidelity Bank. And Rose, I want to get to something we talked to Roger about, and that's the community involvement that Fidelity has. I mean, Fidelity is a name that's been around here a long time in Atlanta, deeply involved in the community. Talk about that.
Well, what I love about it is Fidelity Bank, they empower their managers to get involved in the community, and they don't say, well, you can't leave the branch. We don't have enough people, so you can't be part of the community. So we have managers that are involved in Rotary, involved in the Chamber, involved in, I made a list, excuse me. Well,
we might be here a while.
Yeah,
you opened up a can of worms, John.
Boy, I did, didn't I?
Well, we do sponsorships for various
That tweaked my
programs.
Ears right here at Business Radio X.
Yep, I heard that.
You're going to get a phone call, Rose.
I know, that was the opener, wasn't it?
Yeah. You set yourself up for that one.
I did. I should have known better. But we also do literacy programs for schools. Mm-hmm. So we're very involved with a lot of different CRA.
Well, and speaking of literacy, you've got a special aspect around financial literacy, right? Because you've got coin counters for all the kids, right?
You know, I should
talk about that.
Yeah.
And you can talk about cookies while you're at it.
Those go hand in hand.
Oh, I got my attention again.
Yeah, Trey perked up over there too. So.
Well, you know, aside from our free checking and all the different divisions that we have to offer our clients, is we do offer free coin machines. So we can bring your coin in, whether it's you've been saving it up for 10 years or 5 years or 6 months, bring your coin in. You put it through our coin counter. There's no charge. We'll give you a token. Now, doesn't mean we're not going to talk to you about an account. But if you choose not to, we will pay you your money that's based on the token and let you maybe come back the next time and open an account. But we, you know, the best part, I think, for a lot of our customers, and they rank us on this, is we brew fresh coffee every day. And it's really good quality coffee. And we make fresh baked cookies.
There's the secret sauce. That's
depending right. on the branch and depending on where they buy their batter, they rank us. Oh, yours is, you know, by far this much better than such and such office. Or you need to step it up because this office is offering a much better cookie. So we have a contest going.
I think
cookies.
You might be able to get Mike to bring in his piggy bank now.
There you go.
I'm the kind of guy that will decide who I do business with based on cookies. Yes.
It's all based on food, right,
yes,
Mike?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Rose, for those that would like to maybe look into Fidelity, maybe they're with the wrong bank.
I think they are. They're not.
You think they are? We haven't even met them, but we think they are. Give your location and any contact information.
Sure. It's 5015 Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, Georgia. My contact information is 404-553-2751.
And you will answer that phone, right?
Absolutely.
I love it.
There's no voicemail.
You had me at the cookies. Rose Sharif with Fidelity Bank, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, great, another great show, John. I want to thank all of our guests, Rose with Fidelity Bank and Roger with Fraser Dieter and Steve with Digital Ignition. So, about ready to wrap up our first ever show here at Digital Ignition. Hold on. Where's the champagne, you asked, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you supposed to bring the champagne? I mean,
we'll have it out shortly.
This is your house.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We should have broken a bottle somewhere, right? So, no, this has been great. It's really great to be here. And you know what this week is? It's another thing to celebrate. This is National Small Business Week, and so we need to sell. We're all about business here at Business Radio X.
Well, we had three great businesses with us today.
We did, and it's great to start a new chapter of our lives right here.
Well, we're going
to
do this every Tuesday morning, aren't we?
Yes. You're going to be here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I want to remind our listeners that you can listen to this particular episode or any of our other North Fulton Business Radio shows by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. You can also read about us and see us on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter. We're all over the social media. NorthFultonBRX. That's our Twitter. That's our Facebook. We're about to come out with the big news because we really haven't done an official announcement about our new home. We're going to do all that in the next coming days and weeks.
Yep.
So we're excited about that. Also, these shows are available on iTunes. So you can find us everywhere. So again, want to thank all our guests. John, thank you. I'll see you soon. I'll see you next Tuesday as well.
You'll see me.
For our producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here from the Roswell Infinity Studio at Digital Ignition on Business Radio X.